Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And today we're going to take a look back at 2007 and see where we're going in 2008 as we begin the second season of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome to season premiere of season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase, which is now at its new home at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. So, over the break, I went ahead and moved the whole website over, and I thought I got everything all transferred over right, and except the podcast files didn't quite transfer over right. So, if anybody missed anything over the break, it's all back, set up right, I got all my little magic redirection going, so everything should be back up and working as expected. So, the new site I said is www.tabletopbattlefield.com, but anything that's linked back to the old army.rocklesoftware.com or rocklesoftware.com/army will redirect to the new site. So therefore, you'll never have to spell rocklesoftware again unless you want to actually write an email into the show, because, yeah, I'm still using the email address jason@rocklesoftware.com, and that's rocklesoftware. So don't send anything to email something at tabletopbattlefield.com, or you get a friendly rejection from my email server. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today. I wanted to get all four of the hosts on here, and then just Ryan, Kyle, and Graham get them on. Graham went to play Dungeons & Dragons, so he's off doing that, because I guess he hadn't played with his friends in a month and a half, and not at all. Okay, and then Kyle, he's sick, apparently. So he's got a kind of a nasty cough, but what we're going to do have fun is, a little bit later, we got some topics here we're going to talk to Kyle about. So I got my phone sitting up here. We got a microphone hooked up to it. We're going to have it on speakerphone. Hopefully try to call Kyle successfully and get him on the phone, ask a few questions here. And he has absolutely no idea we're going to try to do this.
So hopefully he answers.
Yeah, hopefully he answers. If not, we'll leave a fun little voicemail message like 3 minutes long. Just keep going on and on and on and on and on. Okay. Enough of all that rambling. So what we got in front of us here, we got a list of topics. So basically, we're going to go over what we talked about last year, all the different games. Are we still playing them? Why or why not? Are any of them good enough to be promoted to our favorite game pile? Some news notes from last year that we talked about, and some fun things coming up for this year, like some news releases, new other games are coming out, and such and such. So, and finally, a few questions if we got time to ask you guys about what you think about how games are designed and how they work, some of the mechanics of them. And very last, if we got some finally even more time after that, we got a few little topics, not topics, statistics that I want to share you guys about the Army Showcase. So let's start here. First thing I missed last year in 2007, was the 20th birthday of Warhammer 40K. So apparently that's according to Wikipedia.com. Right. Just want to get that out of there. Happy birthday, Warhammer 40K. And this year, it's the 25th birthday of Warhammer Fantasy, the precursor to Warhammer 40K, according to Wikipedia.com. Because the dates are not always entirely accurate at Wikipedia.com. So I could be totally wrong with all that. But okay. So anyway, we'll get those two things out of the way. So maybe later this year, if it is indeed the 25th anniversary of Warhammer Fantasy, we'll have to do something fun for that. But
and if not, it's a very happy unbirthday.
Yes. Next year's a really big one for me, because it'd be the 25th anniversary. Wait, 2009. Yeah, 25th anniversary of Battletech. But we'll talk about that next year. I'll have a blast with that. So, first of all, our favorite games of all time and why. The one requirement is it can't be anything you played for the first time in 2007. So,
and see, that really stinks, because
I know which one you
I played add. Everything at 2007, and it's looking, I'm like, okay, yeah. What the heck have I played before 2007?
So if you want a moment to think, I can run my mouth for a while
if
you want me to.
Yeah,
okay.
Run your mouth.
So I guess I'm going to run my mouth for a while here. First up, I got two of them, basically two, like I said, the ultimate games of all time. HeroQuest. This was made back in 1990 or 1991 by Milton Bradley. It was a joint venture between them and Games Workshop. It was set in the Warhammer Fantasy universe, and it's basically an old dungeon crawl game where you moved your characters around, and you actually fought various monsters from the various evil races of Warhammer Fantasy. And I really liked it because it's basically super expandable and super customizable. So the way the board was laid out is a normal square board, and there's rooms in that, but basically you can move furniture and doors all around, so essentially you create a different maze every time you play through the game. And they had several quests that tied in the story aspects of Warhammer Fantasy, and so you'd move your characters around and complete the different objectives. They have little stories behind each of the missions you went on, stories you read after you completed them. There'd be a few mega characters, like the guy called the Witch Lord, who came in initially in the first game, then the expansion packs, he came back, you had to try to kill him about 3 or 4 times, and then they all had plenty of rules to create your own missions, so you create your own scenarios you walk through and have a lot of fun with them. creating your own little stories that you'd write and play with. So it's an old game, and actually, basically, when the Heroescape actually borrows quite a bit from it, because the whole combat system of Heroescape, where you have the skulls and the shields and dice, that's exactly how Heroescape worked.
Okay.
Or, sorry, HeroQuest worked.
Okay.
If you're confused.
Well, it's the name is almost the same.
Yeah. I don't know, because I want to say if Hasbro bought Milton Bradley, but I'm not going to go as far as say that. They may have. I think they did. But
it was a Milton Bradley game, then?
Yes. Okay. Actually, Milton Bradley / Games Workshop, which is why I think way back in the day when you're like 8 years old playing this game, Games Workshop was slowly poisoning your head so that later when you got old enough and had disposable income, you'd buy lots of their very expensive toys, which I have done since then.
So you got hooked.
Yes. Do you have a game? I got one more if you don't have anything to go with.
Does it have to be like a figure-type board game?
Any kind of board game at all. Card game, you know.
Well, I know one game me and my brother used to play all the time, a strategic game. It's called Stratego.
Stratego. Yes.
That game was a kicker because... You have to put certain guys. I mean, I don't know if anybody would know what that game is. It's a pretty old game, but you got.
I think they still make it. They reprint it every year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You got two factions, two people against each other, and you're basically hiding. Was it the spy that? Is it the
spy? The spy or a flag?
The spy.
Some different ways you play.
No, the flag.
Yeah, the flag.
It's the flag. You hide the flag, and you basically go into the other side and find the other person's flag. And the person's trying to find your flag, and you got bombs and stuff, and it was just a really nice little strategy. I think that's where I first got introduced into strategic gameplay.
So the whole thing is there's no randomity to it at all, because you would charge your guys into each other, and what's the lowest number, one or something like that, and you had no idea
unless you find the flag.
Okay, unless you find the flag, but it's like, so you had no idea what you're gonna what the enemy had until you actually charged somebody into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So then. All right, anything else you want to say about that one before I jump in and start talking again? Okay. My second great ultimate game of all time, the precursor to these little MechWarrior figures, Classic Battletech. As I mentioned, my 25th anniversary is coming next year. Started in 1984 by Jordan Wiseman and a few other people. And in terms of gameplay, it's awesome because it was highly detailed. So, if you played more than maybe 4-4 mechs, you would basically be playing the game for 8 hours. But, there's no other game really allows you to walk up to your opponent, blow his arm off, pick up your opponent's arm you just severed off him, and then beat him to death with his own arm. I mean, it's super detailed. You blow up individual weapons. You could just rip off in parts of the legs, like leg actuators would fail, and slow them down, and they'd fall over, and it was nutty.
That's interesting.
But even beyond that, I think just the whole aspect of the whole universe of Battletech just really drew me in, because basically, it takes us 1,000 years in the future, but it is our culture. It's all the same major groups, the major political, religious, scientific groups all still exist. So it's really a whole critical, very blunt critical analysis of our society. Mm-hmm. So, it's a very captivating world because you get to basically examine a lot of different aspects of society you normally would never get to experience in real life.
Only more sci-fi involved.
Not a whole lot.
Really?
It's not a very big... It's very primitive technology for what you think for 1,000 years in the future. I mean, the weapons that these battle mechs carry, there's lasers and stuff, but they, the missiles don't really have very much guidance to them. They don't have a whole lot of long-range weapons, so.
So this was one of the original ones, then, right?
This is the new guys. These are MechWarrior.
Okay.
The original ones that I have all upstairs. I should have brought some of them down, but I didn't. But, no. So, any more for you? Should we just die?
Like I said, most of my games I played was video games, and since you cut that loophole out. It's like
okay. Yeah.
I'm empty.
Is this it? Yeah. Except yeah. Video game.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I should choke him.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll get to some of your favorite ones this year. We should talk about these things. So let's go through all the major games we talked about last year. Are we still playing them? Why or why not? And obviously, we both can't answer about all of them. And one of them later.
Most of them. I'm like, did I play this last year?
Most of them you didn't play, but. No. Some other things, you might have this here, Chaos Demon Codex. Oh. Okay, well, I had one here that actually I didn't play. It was Chaos Codex, and yeah, but anyway, so let's complain about that a little bit later. So let's start off here, Solaris 7. This is back episode 16, myself and Kyle. The new redone MechWarrior stuff, basically the same figures, but entirely new rules. And it all came down to, I gave it a little bit better rating than Kyle did on the hope that WizKids would do something with it. And that was back in August. They haven't done a single thing with it.
No.
Because I wanted to introduce campaign rules, so you could keep the same palette from match to match, get more experience, get cooler abilities, you'd buy more powerful mechs and things. Mm-hmm. And as of now, they have not released that. There was some mention in the forum, on the WizKid forums, that in sometime in 2008 they're going to be coming out with those. But there's no formal press release, as far as I can find from WizKids, but in all honesty, WizKids has never been very good at updating their website. So there could be stories out there, and you're really not going to know. It's okay. Well, that's quick with that. So it's still good game mechanics, but there's, like I said before, there was not enough content at the time of the release, and it still isn't. So it's what WizKids has done in the past. I'll finish up quickly here. Because like before, WizKids has done the same thing. They had, like, Crimson Skies is an amazing rule set. Yeah, he's over here. Keep talking. It's an amazing rule set, but they didn't release enough content to keep the game going, and they're doing the exact same thing here with MechWarrior. Or so the Solaris 7. Granted, you got all the old mechs you can use, but there's no new maps. And there's no new scenarios. The one-on-one battles are lame, so they got to do something with it. But they just haven't done anything with it.
So with the games, then you're only just one robot facing one robot. That's it.
That's the basic rules of it. Okay. But the maps they give you, and I got one. They're in there somewhere. But you can have more. But you can have it like 3 and 3. But the maps are so small, you can't have more than 3 and 3.
Oh, okay.
And even then, those are.
I'm an epic grand scale, everybody fights everybody until there's nobody left type person.
So that's why classic Battletech worked well with Solaris 7, because it's so detailed that you only control one or two mechs at a time, and it's perfectly fine. So, what's that causing?
I hope I was hearing myself the whole time.
Yeah. whatever.
Because it was like buried underneath my shirt, and I'm like, okay, I think I need to raise that up a little bit.
Yeah, put it up a little more. Okay, let's continue here. Halo Action Clicks. This is the one we reviewed back then. Have you played it since the review time?
Have I played it since the review time? Well, that's interesting, because I haven't played it here, but my nephew got some for Christmas.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so,
okay, cool.
When I was in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago, he was there, and I saw that he got some, so I'm like, oh, these are cool. So when he was playing whatever video game I got him for Christmas, mm-hmm. I was looking at him playing them and remembering how to use them, so.
Did you play with him at all?
Yeah, I played with him a little bit, but not enough. I mean, that's just saying that I touched them, and you know, but I didn't actually play the board game or anything after the fact.
Do they have any grunts or jackals?
No, it was just Master Chief and then like an army dude. Yeah. He didn't have much.
I'm trying to find some grunts of jackals. It ticks me off to this day. I still can't find him.
Well, no. He might be watching this later on, so just ask him, and then he might send you an email.
Yeah, send me an email again, Colin. If you got any grunts or jackals, basic Covenant troops, they might want to buy some off you. There's not very many on eBay, I'm finding out. But, okay. So I guess we haven't played it. I haven't played it at all, because honestly, it's an alright game, but there's better games out there. And I guess same thing I said before, I thought they didn't basically expand the Halo game to its full effect. Like, what I really wanted to see was, you remember, lead up to Halo 3, the advertisement showed that Museum of Humanity? Mm-hmm. They had all the sculpted figures and a huge battle.
Oh, yes.
That's what I wanted Halo Action Clicks to be. We had these huge, massive battles.
Oh,
and I mean,
yeah.
The reality is that Games Workshop, who makes the Warhammer series, got a hold of... How do you keep falling over? If Games Workshop got a hold of the license, don't do that. Don't do it. So yeah, if Games Workshop got a hold of a Halo license, we probably would have seen a game like that. Granted, it would have cost $500 to get into a battle that size, but
it would be cool.
Yeah. So I mean, it didn't live up to the potential it could have, because even though Halo 3 ended the whole Covenant Flood War trilogy, as a spoiler, by the way, people knew that though. That's not surprising. Halo 3 is the end of the trilogy. There's still plenty of other things they could have branched off in the other parts of the storyline that they never investigated in the video games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to the books that they never even mentioned in video games and things, so they could have done more, but oh well. We'll see what they do later on.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do. I mean, that's a franchise that they haven't milked.
it's gonna
be a long time before you see the end of all that stuff.
So. Yeah, probably. So
people can't get enough of that game. So
all right, Star Wars Pocket Model. Reviewed this one back in episode 13. It's reviewed by myself and Kyle. But, Ryan, we actually played this game once.
Yes, and I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. I am a Star Wars fanatic. I got Star Wars Legos. That's how freaky I am with the stuff. But as far as this game, I played a couple times with you, and unless I was invited to play with you again, I want to use them by myself. It just doesn't appeal to me.
I wasn't terribly big fan of it. It's a simple game. It plays fast, so they accomplished in that much. But it comes with, I guess, a few interesting questions I want to know about this game specifically. Because there is, mainly, as you know, as I mentioned before, same deal. It doesn't really obey the laws of physics of the Star Wars universe. It was just two ships fly at each other, you roll some dice, and one blows up.
Yeah.
That's basically all it comes down to. It's not the most exciting climatic thing. So let me ask you an interesting question. So, there was an interview on a... Is anywhere on the website? Shoot. It's a Star Wars Pocket Model fan site. I want to say swpocketmodel.com. It's an interview with the lead game designer. And then their lead game designer mentioned that he'd only seen one Star Wars movie out of the six. So my question
is... What is up with that?
My question is, do you care? I mean, honestly, I would never put someone like that in charge of a Star Wars game.
No.
But... That actually would just be me. That's what I want to know. Write me in jason@rockosoftware.com. I'll also put a link to the interview in the show notes, but do you really care that the lead designer of a game really doesn't know a whole lot about the universe? That's just some interesting philosophy.
Like I would. Jeez.
You would, yeah. Let's bring
no
you some...
No wonder this sucks.
Let's bring you some of the other criticisms. They introduced... Because later in the year, they released Star Wars Pocket Model Ground Assault. That's where these, like, the ATTE here and the Spider Mechs things.
Mm-hmm. I think they're just trying to milk the franchise.
They are. Because the problem
is... Which
isn't
good.
The problem is, they play alongside the spaceships. So there's some little bit of limitations to how the spaceships can, the ground guys can interact with the spaceships. But still, as mentioned in the little write above it, I just get this envisioning of this AT-AT kind of galloping gracefully through space trying to fight guys. Because, I mean, you obviously have the spaceship flying along with the ground units. It's like, come on! And so it's part of the whole... Also...
They're definitely not to scale, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely not to scale. Yeah. But that's just the limitation how they can do it, you know? And so that brings the other question about this. Do you care if a game maintains the universe's laws of physics? Because obviously each game...
Well, Star Wars, the physics are like...
Oh, yes, yes.
And Star Wars are like, yeah.
They're ridiculous, but they're Star Wars physics. You know, there's certain rules of what can and cannot be done in the universe of Star Wars.
True.
This game throws them out the window. So the question is, do you care if a game has to maintain those, at least to a certain degree?
It doesn't have to, I mean, it doesn't have to be strict guideline book, but I think it has to maintain some degree.
So, like, this is the one card that bugged me here, the tow cables card. It's obviously, you know, a reference to the Battle of Hoth, where the snow speeders can wrap themselves around the AT-AT's legs and trip them up and destroy them. So, but the thing is, that can apply to any ground unit against any other ground unit. So, in theory, you could have an AT-TE here wrap around an AT-T or AT-AT and trip it up and destroy it.
Well, I think it should just only go for, like, spaceships or something.
It should, but it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
I think it just says this. So, I mean, that's one of those kind of things. If you really care... about the physics. So, jason@rockosoftware.com, let me know if you care if a game needs to maintain the rules of physics of the universe that it exists in. Okay. Well, I keep talking here. StarCraft the board game. I'll let you talk about this for a while, because you played this one definitely.
Yes.
Basic question, we only played this not too long ago.
Yeah.
Would you still want to play it? Would you want to
play
it again?
Yeah, I still want to play it. Yeah, definitely. We're getting a rivalry here with,
yes.
I mean, I have yet to win a game, and I want to win one. Yeah, no, that's definitely a good game to play.
Since my review, I played Kyle one more time and quickly smoked him. It was because Kyle tends to play not very aggressively, and I played very aggressively, and I basically just overwhelmed him and crushed him.
I think it's one of the reasons why I played good the last time, because I did play semi, I guess. Semi-aggressive, or more aggressive than I played the first time that I played. So
it's like, you know, Kyle won both of the three-player games we've done, and I think it's because, like, you know, in that sense, a non-aggressive stance may be kind of better, because, you know, I end up fighting, I play aggressively, so I have to go after somebody, or I'll go crazy. And the problem is, I go after usually the weakest person, who in the last game was probably Ryan. So that left Kyle to let him kind of build up his own thing, do whatever he wants, because he overwhelms us.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad for you. It's just not good thinking for you.
No. Next time, should we make a formal alliance against Kyle the next game? Going down, Kyle. You're going down.
And he's not even going to watch this, so...
Yeah, probably not. Dude,
we're safe. We can just keep it a secret. Just wink.
All right.
We're not going to tell him that, neither one is on the phone.
StarCraft, the board game, downright amazing. Get out there and at least play it. BattleTech? Well, I guess I already talked about this earlier, why I love it so much, so we don't need to go over that again. MechWarrior Age of Destruction, that's the precursor to Solaris, which is still around, and WizKids is still releasing a few packs for it. Kyle and I have all given our vote in no confidence in the original rules set a long time ago. That's why we rewrote the rules, just because of that whole anti-physics universe thing I was just talking about, how they basically, there's certain laws how the universe works, and WizKids completely ignored them and rewrote a bunch of stuff. But we ragged on that in plenty of previous episodes. I'm not going to do that here. Now we're on to Ryan's favorite one. Hero Escape. Say what you want.
Loved this game. Like, it took me a while to understand the rules and everything, but now I'm setting up my own tournaments for the thing.
Yes.
My screen name for your website, the Island Me Soul Classes, is ArtMadMan4, and I've already set up a little something, and I haven't
finished it.
I will sometime. Like within like a month or so, I will.
Try to finish it before the end of the episode. Before the episode goes out on Thursday.
I will write the thing up. It's just look up HeroScape and you should see a battle for what was it? The
hidden Wellspring Valley,
yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah, Hidden Wellspring. Just a night. It's a nice little thing I added into the final Swarm of the Morrow thing after all the events are completed. That event happens, and you can make it with just two things. But I'll write it down later. Yeah, possibly by the end of the week, I should be able to do that.
So why do you like it? What's so awesome about it?
What's so awesome about it? Well, the figures.
Oh, yeah.
To start with, the figures are.
They're amazing.
They're great. You don't have to paint them or anything like that. They come already made, set up.
I think they're the second best pre-painted figures I've ever seen. The best being from New Game that's coming out. Probably just came out a week ago.
Well, which game is that?
It's called the Age of Ragnarok Confrontation.
Okay, well, I want to see that one. As long as they have the same, same concept of those.
It's a fantasy game.
Okay.
Some crazy creatures and things.
Okay, cool.
Keep talking about it.
And the other thing I like about the games is the terrain. You can set up terrains to do whatever freaking thing you want to do. If you want to set up a pave, if you want to set up something outside of a mountain, whatever height, low, valleys, whatever. Short. If you want a small play space, if you want a large, like I filled this whole table one time with the thing. It's nuts. I'm like setting up something to where I'm arranging a tournament where you have like four cards of warriors, which could be more warriors on the card, but four cards of warriors and I set up eight teams of bad guys and good guys, and this weekend I'm like going on to a retreat for the weekend. And I'm going to be showing all these adults, like, okay, let's play this, and have these adults have a good time with all this and set up like four different small battlegrounds. One is fire and ice. One is just a plain field. One is a ruins castle, and one is a swamp place. So it's gonna be really cool and really fun weekend. I might want to bring a camera, bring your camera, just to take pictures, and set up something on the armor showcase as well. That'd be cool. But just can't say enough of these things.
I'll have to add to that. One thing that's really cool, it's simple playing, so younger audience can play it, but it's so cool older people play it. Really, this is really played by 8-year-olds with 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old people. So.
Yeah, and it's got, both playing cards, it can be played by young, and it's
basic
got advanced stuff for the old. So, it's totally awesome.
Anything else I want to add to that? You did a pretty dang good job of it. It's an amazing game. why don't we talk about the one rumor about it here? This came off HeroScapers.com.
It caused me to sweat.
Yeah. This is the end of the year. This happens a lot with these games. Like, whenever it's a slight hiccup in the universe.
Charge complete. Oh, okay.
Whenever there's a slight hiccup in the universe, a lot of people kind of freak out. Immediately think, oh no, is the game going to be discontinued? Because there's a rumor going around HeroScapers.com, the game's being discontinued because distributors are not run out of stock. They're not being restocked. Big sellers, Walmart, Target, Toys, I don't know what Toys R Us, I just said Walmart and Target, are kind of liquidating a lot of their stock. They got it in clearance, 15, 20, 30% off.
Stores if you don't got any of this stuff.
Yes. There are several releases supposed to come out between Swarm of the Morrow back in October and the end of 2007, which is still this direction. What didn't happen is they got pushed back to 2008. So this is, you know, this happens with all the games. I mean, if you go to the WizKids forums, they're freaking out about Star Wars Pokemon being discontinued.
Oh no!
they're freaking out Halo Action Clicks being discontinued because there's been no mention of a Series 2 at all. Like, I mean, with Star Wars Pokemon and a lot of WizKids games, when they released, before they even released the first series, you already got rumors of a second series coming out. They already released pictures of that. And they didn't do that with Halo Action Clicks. A lot of people are freaking out. Maybe, the game's going to end. But
still got the video game. It's not video game, yeah. Yeah, it's not total. Let's play a video game.
And ever since day one of MechWarrior, there's been Doomsday Prophets going, saying this game can get canceled any time now. Especially after WizKids canceled one of the three big lines about 2 or 3 years ago. And
so those are just doom and gloom that they prophesy all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's all it ever is in these forums. People always think it's like, no, I can't do without my games. Ah! No, we guys get over it. But seriously, I don't think they cancel HeroScape. It's as far as I can tell, it's one of the most popular board games. Yeah. At least granted, I'm kind of in a niche section over here that obviously is going to find out and make it seem like really popular when it may not.
Well, they'd be fools to cancel them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's an awesome game. It'd be stupid for them to do so. But I guess the one thing that, other thing that we're saying maybe why is because they're a licensed product, Star Wars and Transformers, that license that Hasbro has to build the toys are actually doing real well. So they might want to put more effort into those lines than their old, like non-licensed lines for whatever reason. But just let you guys know that there's rumors about that, but I wouldn't worry about it. And I'm not getting in line to start
talking
about
these pieces. This glass is cracked.
Oh my goodness. Okay. We'll throw that one out.
I'm just going to set that over there and not drink from it anymore. I could have cut my mouth. That's not good.
Okay, last couple lines here. Let's jump back to HeroScape for 1 second. So the question is now, I assume this is going to be the answer yes. Would you really want to add HeroScape to one of your most favorite games of all time?
Yes.
There we go. So next year you got something to talk about when you do this again next year. Add HeroScape to
it. Can we add video games next year, too? Because I just want to say one video
game.
Okay,
say the one video game. Just do it.
Right now?
Yes, do it.
Zelda. I love
Zelda. Which one? The original ones?
Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
And 64, when X64 came out with that game. That game totally, like, I liked RPG games a little bit before then, but that totally, like, dropped me into the RPG realm. Just, yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, he got that. He's happy now.
Yeah, I'm happy. Okay. Get off my chest. I will feel a lot better now.
Uh-oh, who fell off the table?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
It's fine.
Just the microphone.
Yeah.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, so let's dive in here now. Last couple we got for Warhammer 40K. We saw a couple releases, but the major release is Warhammer 40K Apocalypse for just epic scale battles. And nothing's really changed for me since the last time I played it. I actually haven't had a chance to play it.
Oh, by the way, is it Warhammer 40K the podcast?
He's Podhammer?
Yeah, Podhammer.
He's Warhammer Fantasy.
Oh, Warhammer Fantasy. Okay.
He might do 40K on occasion, but he's mostly Warhammer Fantasy.
Okay. Well, when we get to Warhammer Fantasy, I want to mention something about that.
That's down at the bottom list here. So Warhammer 40K. This is where Graham was supposed to write me something about the new Chaos Codex. So he had a chance to play with a new Chaos Army between when we first looked at it and now. And I talked to him yesterday in the morning. I asked him, can you write me something off an email to me by this weekend? He has not sent me anything as of this time. Quick story. I did talk to him about it like a little while ago. He likes it. He definitely likes it. He doesn't like the whole, what are the guys? The Dreadnoughts. Chaos Dreadnoughts are weakened a little bit. And he had this great story about, I'll see if I get this right, because I don't know a whole lot about the Chaos Army for 40K. He had an aspiring champion of about 95 points. Kill some massive demon guys about 300 points in one shot. So, hopefully that probably doesn't help anything at all, but that was a story he would have told, but a lot more cooler detail. So, okay. War Machine, next. That's kind of a rival to the Warhammer Fantasy game. I honestly haven't played it all this year. It's a fun game, looks
cool.
I
don't know it.
Yeah. You don't know it. Haven't played it all. Babylon 5, A Call to Arms. Let's just send the Babylon 5 universe. Do you know anything about Babylon 5? Did you ever watch it?
Other than a TV show, and I've never watched it. Okay. So.
Yeah, I played that all. Unfortunately, I got to play that once this year, but it's still an amazing game. I mean, I love the game. Back in November, they released second edition rules, which I'm going to actually get a hold of and do some reviewing of later, but haven't got around to doing that yet. And finally in this list, Warhammer Fantasy. You want to say something about that?
Yeah. I'd like to say about the Warhammer podcast, because when you mentioned that, that podcast, like a few months ago, whatever, I went online and just listened to the dude's most recent podcast, and I just got what's the dude's name again?
Jeff Carroll.
Okay, Jeff Carroll.
It's Jeff. I know it's Jeff. Okay. It's Carroll.
Jeff.
I love
the music, the intro music at the beginning of the show. It's awesome. And you guys, even though you're not on video, you guys are very informative. Keep up the good work.
Awesome. It's good to hear. He has a lot of neat tactics and stuff that a few times I listened to him. So, anything else? I mean, I got nothing to add to Warhammer Fantasy.
No, that's it.
Yeah, I didn't play much of Warhammer Fantasy at all. That's why the only Warhammer Fantasy show we did this year was the Illusionment Temple. So, how to build that thing. All right. Here's what I want to see if we can call Kyle up. Other topics. Some of the few things we talked about. MechWarrior Movie at www.mechwarriormovie.com is a group of people trying to make a short MechWarrior movie, and, well, the website is dead.
But before it died, I went on this website, mm-hmm. and I saw what they had, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. Let's see if this is going to work here. I got to turn this microphone on.
Okay, we're going to try and call Kyle
now. We're going to try to call Kyle, see what happens. This ought to be funny.
Ring.
Let's see here. Kyle? That's got to be annoying to hear in the microphone right now. Come on, Cal. Pick up, Cal. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, Cal, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a minute or two? You busy?
No.
Good. That's all we expect to hear from you. You're on the podcast right now, or you're having me call in.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a microphone strapped to you, dude.
What's wrong with you?
Look, we want to ask you about something here. Are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Have you been in the MechWarrior movie site recently?
No, I have not. I thought they shut down.
They did, yeah. So, are you seeing? You know about that? Well, the site doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to have you check something else out while you're at it. Go to YouTube for a moment. So there's another video. Hold his name. Oh, I should have wrote his name down. Okay, I don't remember his name. Sorry, whoever made this video. I'll probably put a little tag down here and see what it was.
Yeah, he will. We apologize.
Okay, go to.
What?
What
should I search?
Search for MechWarrior Desolation. It's about a 6-minute long video. We'll let you watch it and then see what you think of it. Because basically, Desolation. Desolation. Was it Clyde? Clyde? Cliff? Oh, I don't remember what it was. But yeah, it's this final project for senior animation class this guy did. And it's kind of fun.
Is this the thing that you posted on the Armor Showcase or the podcast? I know you posted it somewhere saying to go watch it.
Yeah, that might have released like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, that was really good.
You watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it by Corey Trick.
Yeah, that's it. Corey Trick. That's the name. Corey Trick. Yeah, that's the name.
Okay. Yeah, awesome job, Corey.
Well, have fun with that for a few minutes. So we're gonna leave you on the line and we'll let us hear what your reaction is when you're done with it.
All right.
So we're going because also got one other fun thing you probably want to like to hear about here. So we got some of the news items coming up this year for all you 40K players. January is going to see the release of the new Orc figures. So they're probably start coming out about a few days after this podcast gets released. And I think the 12th of January they're going to start doing a big Warhammer 40K event surrounding all that. So if you're an Orc player, you're probably pretty excited about that. For Star Wars Pokemon, you've got Order 66, which is a new expansion. And also, they're doing something called Star Wars The Force Unleashed. You heard about that?
No, what's that about?
It's called a multimedia format release. They got a book, a video game, and some...
He's watching
right now. I was trying to figure it out. So they got like a book, a video game, and some coming out all about the story leading behind Anakin... After Anakin in episode 3, leading up to... After Darth become Darth Vader mm-hmm. to episode... Basically, the bridge between 3 and 4.
Okay, cool.
So there's a Star Wars Pokemon set coming out for that at some point later in the year. It's got a special collector's tin and things. This is another Graham territory, which you could have wrote me about, but he didn't. The Chaos Demon Codex. So the super powerful baddies, the demons fight with the Chaos guys fight with the Warhammer 40K is coming out sometime this summer. From last I saw, the Solaris. Oh, here's another one. Solaris 7 stable rules, Kyle. Supposedly they're going to release for the Solaris 7 MechWarrior game for WizKids. They're going to actually release formal campaign rules to have one pile go from battle to battle. Excited about that?
I did not even research that.
Well, it's an unofficial announcement, we'll say.
Okay.
So, yeah, unofficial in that, yeah, we think it's coming out.
We really can't say 100% sure about that one, though. So anyway, this is the one game I was telling you about earlier. Fantasy Flight Games, the Age of Ragnarok Confrontation. It's a really cool-looking fantasy game. Go to Fantasy Flight's website, look this game up, and they have a new trailer. The figures are beautiful. And the very last image is a really beautiful red dragon. It's really well painted.
Is this the one that's like this?
Yeah.
This? Oh, yep. Okay, cool.
But I mean,
I'll get into it.
I think the figures are bigger. It's a lot more expensive.
Oh, nice.
It's $70 for a starter set. So I want to do a review on this one at some point very early on here.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of fun to see because it's, like I said, it's bigger figures. There's like a human army right now and a wolf army. I believe it's a remake of an old game. So they actually got little booklets you can buy to take your old figures and give them the new stats to the new guys and things. Okay. So I never heard of it before this, so who knows?
All right. Well, I finished that.
What?
I finished it.
You finished it?
Already?
Well, I skipped about half a minute.
Oh, okay.
The acting is horrific.
The voice acting was a bit rough, yes.
What do you expect? It's a
the
student.
Animation was excellent.
Yeah.
It was great animation, but the acting was bad.
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't nice.
I was going to shoot myself, but that's what happened for half a minute.
But yeah, so that's the kind of stuff you get when. I guess the MechWarrior movie probably would have been a little bit higher quality than that. And those Davis School guys never finished theirs either, because there's another animation school who's making a MechWarrior short. Mm-hmm. They never finished theirs either.
Oh.
Oh, and theirs was looking awesome, too. The graphics are amazing. The mechs, as their feet land, a dust get kicked up, and the mechs.
Well, I'm getting to that. Someday I'll probably make something like that someday. Myself.
Yeah. So then, what else we got? The last thing that I think Kyle will be interested in before I let you go, Jordan Wiseman, the creator of Battletech. He started a new video game company. He's got all the rights to make the MechWarrior, the various facet licenses, MechWarrior, Crimson Skies, and so on. So we may actually finally get to see our MechWarrior 5, Cal, finally, after all these years.
Oh, really?
That's possibly, because they made MechWarriors 1 through 4, but there's about 10 games in there. But then they cut the MechWarrior 5 production and switched over to the Mech Assault game for the Xbox, which are absolutely disgrace to anything MechWarrior related.
Yeah.
So that'd be awesome, because the original studios that own those rights, Fast Studios, Microsoft closed them down earlier this year. So Jordan Wiseman bought them up, bought the rights up in the new company, and we'll see if he actually makes a MechWarrior 5.
Well, Jordan Wiseman,
he's a founder, creator of the creators of Battletech.
So he's a good guy.
Yeah, actual MechWarrior movie.
What?
Let's hope that brings about an actual MechWarrior movie after.
He only has the video game rights.
Okay.
WizKids still holds the movie rights at the moment. They haven't licensed them out to anybody.
WizKids is a bunch of morons who, don't realize that they're losing money on everything. And
yeah.
This is pretty much their only resort to actually gaining money.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, they've done a good job of protecting the license for the MechWarrior movie. I mean, there's been two attempts to make a MechWarrior movie, but WizKids has pulled a license because they're both going to be just crap. So I'll give them credit there.
License in that case, but
you
know, they have to bring out
movies.
Did he?
I don't know.
Did you just swear, Kyle?
We can't. No. What?
No, I didn't swear.
Okay. We can't really hear right on this phone. So, all right. Well, let's. I'll let you go then, Kyle. We're getting down to the end of the show just about. So.
Yeah, I hope you feel better, dude.
All right, feel better. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Kind of fun. We should try them more often. Okay.
Don't do that to me, though.
Don't do that to you.
I'd be like at youth group somewhere. You'd be like, "Why are you guys calling me right now? I'm kind of busy right now. Please go away."
Okay, so we got some ideas for 2008 shows we want to do. What I wanted a few things: play all the full MechWarrior Dark Age rules with all the vehicles, infantry, and everything. But use the Solaris rules. Try that out. See if that works. Maybe. Rebuild the rules to the game. Okay, this is something to challenge. I myself am going to do. I'm going to open up the. Oh, where should I get Kyle back on?
It's like, hey, Kyle.
Yeah, we can
Kyle
back
sorry.
On.
I'm sorry. I normally saw you feel better because you were sick, but we're going to call you back again.
Oh, shoot. Send. Okay, let's call him back one more time. Okay, because basically.
You'd be like, I'm not answering you guys. <It's a boy. laughs> Like, Kyle, we got one more thing to ask you.
Let's see if he picks up this time. So, anyway, the challenge is. Okay, we got one more thing we want to ask you, Kyle. Sorry. We'll let you go for real this time, then.
For real this time?
For real this time. Seriously, for real. Because we're talking about show ideas we're going to do in 2008 here. And I, in the past, I've really ragged on a lot of games. I'm not going to lie. I've heard of some games as basically idiot-level intelligent games. So what I want to do is to challenge myself, and if Kyle and Ryan want to join in, I want to rewrite the rules to the game so that, you know, if...
I've been thinking about that. Half the games I've been introduced to this year, I wanted to do one.
So I was thinking either Star Wars Pocket Model, try something with that, or the old Pirates of Spanish Main game that WizKids makes. Try that and see if we can do a better job than they can.
What?
And he's just laughing in pain.
I'm quenching in pain at the sounds of those titles.
Would you want to try that, Kyle? I think we should each make our own rule set. And kind of show it off in the show, talk of why we did one thing, compare them, and eventually merge them all together in one Super Bowl set.
Well, that should be fun. That should be a lot more entertaining than the original game, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's the hope. We'll see if we succeed with that. So, you want to say Star Wars Pocket Model? We'll do that one?
Yeah, we can start off with that one.
Okay.
That's the problem.
We'll try that later on in the year, then we'll create our own rules, we'll do it independently, and then we'll show them off and decide how we go from there. So, all right. Now we're going to really let you go for real this time, Kyle. Thanks for coming on.
All right, I'm going to give you another call. I'm not going to pick up this
next time. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
So that's about it. I think it's just that's about it for this show. Why don't I just say...
Wait, can I...
Oh, go for it.
Can I mention something about...
go for it.
Ideas for 2008 shows.
Yes, if you got any ideas, go for it.
It's something I mentioned because this one you're probably going to do is the Lord of the Rings figures.
Yes, that's right.
That we're going to do. I don't know if you want to mention those at all.
But we're reviewing Lord of the Rings Strategy Battle Game at Games Workshop.
Yeah, we got to review those sometime because me and Jason just played those just a few days ago. And that game, I'm going to be just about in love with it as I don't know why an egg is right by me, but, and a gray egg at that. But, I'm a humongous Lord of the Rings fan. These figures are great, even though you got to customize them yourself. Jason loves doing that, so he does the work, and I just play it.
Yeah.
It's...
Keep talking.
You know what? Yeah.
This thing got a giant egg I can crush you with here.
You just totally lost my train of thought. But yeah, just great game, and I'm probably going to be as excited with those as I am with HeroScape, so...
Okay, we got to end this here. We're getting close to the limit. So, last thing I just dropped on the table here, another idea coming up later. This is that massive object I was building all last year. It's nearly done. It's a drop ship for MechWarrior. It's about a accurate scale model size of an Overlord class drop ship. Except the fact that it has no gun turrets on it, because I misplaced where those are at. So, when I find those, it'll be kind of cool to see. I'll go from there. I'll show you how to build one of these probably later in the summer when it gets a little bit warmer out. Because it requires a lot of toxic chemicals, and you want to be outside for those things. So, with that, anything else you want to say?
Nope. I'm freaked out enough.
All right, time to end this then.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Jason. Any questions, comments? Jason@rocklessoftware.com. Thanks for watching our review of 2007 and preview 2008. We'll see you again in probably about 2 weeks in the tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007 Rocko Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. The intro music down with everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.patefido.com and is used under a Creative Commons license.